Hello, I'm Yvonne.
And I am Yngve.
I told you about all my old friends who divorced and then started to date on internet.
Sure you did. And you told me they were rather successful too, weren't they?
Well, some were, some were not.
Yeah, and that was when we tried to figure out what it takes to become a successful net dating person.
Yes, and one more thing. How many research reports haven't we read about unsuccessful communication on the internet? And here we found an area where participants are eager to communicate and keep on communicating, even when they fail and are rejected.
Yeah, that's a miracle. And it made us think, what is it that drives net daters to keep on communicating while most students, at least in Norway, prefer to say as little as possible in discussion fora?
Excitement, of course. We found out that most students do a bit of net dating for the excitement. They dare to flirt and they take risks. They follow their desires.
And that makes them better at communicating?
Of course. They write emails, present themselves on profiles, and they always think about what the response will be. They anticipate what their potential partner will think of them. That is pretty advanced thinking, don't you think?
I do. But that doesn't make them better students, necessarily.
Well, not necessarily. But in the article, we propose why the experience of net dating might be beneficial to most students. And we think that there's a whole language of erotics that can make educational theory and practice much more exciting.